that's it for this year of Shake a Tail Feather. Thanks for tuning in all year and supporting the show. I'll be back in January. You'll get this holiday podcast and others of years previous by going to CITR.ca and searching out the podcast shows. Smith Mac is in for just a moment, or in just a moment, to start Queer FM Community. And that'll take you through into the evening. So anyway, we're going to go out with some of these tracks that we heard off of Doo-Wop Christmas. We heard Harmony Grits, an offshoot of the Drifters with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We heard the Marcells with Merry Twistmas. The Penguins with Jingle Jangle is what we just heard. Before all that, we heard the Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans with the Bells of St. Mary, and the Ronettes with Frosty the Snowman off of A Christmas Gift for You from the Phil Spector Groups. And the Supremes before that with Twinkle Twinkle Little Me after from Merry Christmas the Supremes. We'll go out with Doo-Wop Christmas, and this is a group called The Shells with It's a Happy Holiday. So I'll see you next year. Have a safe and happy holiday.
Bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy holiday.
I told the bird this morning that I love you so. He's singing our love song. Now everybody knows. I don't care who knows it. I don't mind what they say. The old town crier's calling. It's a
happy holiday.
You promised when we married just how sweet you'd be. You told old Mr. Starlight to grant my dreams to me.
Oh, bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy holiday. Don't you know that bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy holiday?
I heard you say, our love will last forever, so time may fade away.
Oh, bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy holiday. Don't you know that bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy holiday. Oh, bells are ringing, old folks singing, happy holiday. Don't you know that the bells are ringing.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Masterpiece will fall. Gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Samantha Mack, and you're listening to Queer FM. There's a whole lot of estrogen in the studio right now, not gonna lie, because the boys are gone. So you're welcome to the Gong Show with Samantha Mack. We have a great lineup for you. We've got some drag queens in studio, we have some nice Canadian music, and some lovely disco Christmas tunes. So please stay tuned.
Feel like the only one. I just can't decide what I'm running from. This isn't what I wanted, but I can't keep my filthy fucking mouth shut. It's not enough, it's never enough. I wish I could breathe without getting it stuck. Can't focus it,
Hey, everybody. Did you miss me? These are our Christmas tunes and our Canadian content. Just so we're covering all our bases, because it is Christmas time. And it is Queer FM. I'm Samantha Mack, and I'll be your host for this evening. The boys are out, and it is a studio full of estrogen today. Joining me in studio, we have some lovely, lovely, lovely characters from, I'm going to say this wrong, La Cage aux Folles. Yes, I did it. All right, we're going to pull those microphones right in front of your faces. And would you like to introduce yourselves?
Go for it.
Well, darling, I am Aphrodisia.
Oh, let's try this again.
I'm the Black Diva.
Aphrodisia. And?
Kamel Toe, Empress 40 of Vancouver and all of British Columbia except Surrey.
Except Surrey.
Absolutely. Except they have their own, so.
Perfect.
I take the rest of Vancouver.
Well, you're listening to Queer FM 101.9, CITR.ca, and this show and every show before it can be found on our website. So if you've missed anything or if you have to run away, make sure you check us out on CITR.ca. So, darlings, what can you tell us about this lovely show that's coming to Vancouver? Or is it started already, hasn't it?
It's, yeah, we're in I think the third week.
Yes.
And we have two, three more weeks left.
You're playing right through Christmas.
Exactly. And I play Mercedes, one of the alpha queens, the more experienced and elderly of the bunch. But she can get ghetto quite frequently, so yeah.
Fabulous. And Kamel, who do you play?
Well, I'm actually not in the show.
What?
But I know. No, but on December 20th, I'm hosting an event with the Vancouver Playhouse raise money for my charity, one of my charities, and it's community. So on December 20th, if you buy a ticket for La Cage to come see the show, I'll be putting on a pre-show in the lobby with Isolde and Baron. So we're going to be having some drinks, which is like my favorite part of all of drag, and doing a little couple numbers for you. And then we go see the show where I'll put on a gown and crown and sit up in a balcony and watch the show, and then we have an after party. Yes, down at the Junction. So if you come to the show, your ticket gets you into the after party where all the girls from the show are going to come and do a number of their own style, you know, like at the Junction, which I'm going to host. So it's going to be pretty fun.
Which is going to be amazing.
Absolutely. Anytime to put on pantyhose, right?
Or take them off, yes.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm You'll a lady. See. I don't do that.
I hate pantyhose.
Well, I don't shave my legs, so I kind of need to, else I look like a wildebeest.
That's in season right now.
Who needs heat when you got my furry legs under
the
bed covers?
So, I have a question. I haven't seen La Cage aux Folles.
All right.
But I'm wondering, because it's playing through Christmas, is there a Christmas theme?
Well, you know, I think the Christmas element is that there is a heavy red theme throughout all the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it kind of Christmarizes it. And of course, it's a wonderful holiday family-styled show and, well, some kind of family anyway, yeah. And, no, but, you know, it has that generic thing, you know, about finding yourself and doing right and all those kinds of things. And that's a very Christmas, you know, holiday type thing.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Now, where can people find tickets?
Well, you can get tickets. They're $75 for the 20th. I'm just going to promote the 20th just because that's why I'm here.
Of course.
So if you buy groups of 10, the 11th ticket is free. If you go through us.
Ooh.
So it's a good deal if you have a bunch of friends. Yes. Yeah. Find 10 friends. So you can email eric.edwards@lucastalent.com for the group of 10. Or you can go right onto the Vancouver Playhouse.com website and you can get tickets. Or you can go to 604-873-3311.
Great.
But if you're going to do the group of 10 with the one free, you have to go through eric.edwards@lucastalent.com.
Oh, excellent. I like that idea. Now, is there any reason why people need to get tickets now as opposed to holding off? Are we selling out? How busy is it right now?
Well, you know, we have really good houses. You know, people have patronized it really well. And, of course, you know, you get the best seats if you
I've heard
buy
it's been
early.
Filling up like crazy.
So, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You get to pick your seats earlier, you get them, so, you know.
So I would say...
Oh, there's not open seating. You have an opportunity to choose the best
seats. Choose your seats, yes.
Definitely, you have a seating chart, and, you know, you get seated wherever you buy it.
Fancy schmancy.
Yes. And especially if you're going to do the group of 10, you don't want to have your one kind of loser friend off to the side by themselves. You would kind of want to have everybody together.
Cluster them.
Yes, you know, so.
The one. I like how you looked at me. You're like your one loser friend.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm sitting across the table from you. I have to look
excuses,
at you.
Excuses.
Absolutely, dear.
No, I think it's a great idea. I think that we should be bringing our friends to this. This is a fabulous
Absolutely.
Song.
And it goes to a fabulous place, community, which... if you all don't know, it's the it was formerly the center. It provides resources and does events and support and programs for the queer community. It's just on Davie around the corner from above Money Mart, actually. So if I can sell out the night, community walks out with $20,000 that night.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's what I'm going for.
And we love community. Community are our friends.
Yes.
Yes.
Jennifer Reichs here is amazing.
How do you pronounce that? Is it community?
Yes. Community, that's how I say it.
Q-M-U-N-I-T-Y.
Is it horrible that I don't know how to pronounce it properly? But
as long as you can read, dear, it's good.
Community.
Community.
Yeah, community are good friends of Queer FM.
Yeah.
And so all you have to do is find 10 friends.
Well, yeah, 10 friends, and you're free.
Awesome. Ooh. We'll be right back after this little ditty. You're listening to Queer FM 101.9.
Do you see that guy outside?
Oh, God, it's hot.
Yeah. If he comes in here, I'm going to use some of my best one-liners on this guy. Just you wait.
Oh. Sorry to disappoint you, but nobody has better one-liners than me, my
friend.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
It's a fact.
Thought he was coming. Quiet.
What's up, guys? You guys a thing?
Yeah, you're good.
Cool.
How are you?
Hey, what has 148 teeth and holds back the Incredible Hulk?
No idea.
My zipper! You work for UPS?
No. Nope.
Because I could have sworn I just saw you checking out my package.
Are you a general? Because you have my private standing at attention.
There are 208 bones in the human body. You want another one?
I have Skittles in my mouth. Do you want to taste that rainbow?
But I have a rocket, and the first stop is your two moons.
That was stupid.
Next all stop, right. Uranus.
Guys, all right. Whatever is going on here, just to let you know, I'm straight, and this isn't really doing it for me, so...
Oh God.
Yeah.
Let's hear this.
What a shame. Mm-hmm.
Hey. Me, you, shall we? 5 minutes.
I'm curious.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron. Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think. Afternoon delight.
And we're back. This is Samantha Mack. You're listening to 101.9 Queer FM. You can find us on queerfmvancouver.com or on the Twitter or on the Facebook, on the Foursquare. Pretty much anywhere there's a Wi-Fi connection, we'll find a way to talk to you. Like always, if you're missing our show, well, we don't hate you yet because you can still download us on citr.ca. This show and all others before it are podcasted for your listening pleasure. Right now in studio, I am joined by the lovely
Aphrodisia
and talented
Camelto.
And we're talking about Le Cage aux Folles.
Yes, darling.
Le Cage aux Folles. Aux Folles.
Yes. Bunch of men in ladies' clothes.
Bunch of men in ladies' clothes. So, what's the gist? Is it considered a musical?
Yes, it's a musical. Okay. Very famous.
And it's all live.
And it's all live. Yes. And they've used some local Vancouver drag queens.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And who are our local girls that are involved in this?
We have Kiki Lahore.
Yes.
Who's crazy.
Does she do splits on stage?
She does.
Of course.
Yeah, she does. It's really interesting, actually. And she gives you a tongue action hanging out.
You're from the Surrey area, you probably had that tongue action.
Right at King George and 108.
Oh, yeah, holla. Love you, Kiki.
Ooh.
She might be here actually later on. She's at work right now, but she's going to try and swing down for us.
I hope so.
So we can insult her while she's here.
Love it when she swings.
We have Iona Whip.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
We have Celestial Stevens.
Seasons.
Celestial Seasons.
Oh, darling. Forgive me for saying that. Okay. Anyway, she's my good friend. Really, she is.
I love her.
She's fabulous.
Yeah, she's my princess, actually.
Is she?
Yeah, she's my Imperial Crown Princess.
Oh.
I love her.
Cadence. Don't forget Cadence.
Cadence Winter Matthews.
Yes. No way.
Yes, she looks like a real girl. She's wonderful. She's, darling, she has breasts.
Boobs.
She is voluptuous.
She got titties. Just,
uh-huh.
She towers above all of us, you know.
Because she's tall.
Oh, absolutely.
She's tall and...
Blonde and beautiful. And
oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And who else do we have? Oh, yes, of course, we have Peach Cobbler.
Peach. I know. Every time I see her, I want to eat.
Oh, my gosh. She gives you that whip action, you know, that German Hannah whip action throughout several scenes. And, of course, we have myself, Aphrodisia. And I think that's about it, darling. Yeah.
So what was it like using our local drag queens and combining them with the cast, who is probably, I'm going to guess, a little more experienced on the big stage?
How, well, Aphrodisia here is very experienced on the big stage. Tell everybody where you've worked.
Oh, well, you know, I've had the privilege of, I just recently moved back to Vancouver after working with The Lion King for several years in
Lion
Broadway
King.
And on the national tour as well.
Okay, whose cell phone's on?
I believe that was me. That was Kiki saying she's just waiting for the bus.
Oh, okay, perfect. Ooh, ooh.
Okay.
Does that wreck anything?
No, I can just hear it.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of cool.
Little aliens coming into your head. But you tell her to shush up.
Absolutely.
I'll sit on it. Phone back, Kiki.
Sit on her.
Vibrate me.
Okay, so you were with Lion King. You moved back to Vancouver.
Yeah, and I worked with the Arts Club doing Hairspray in April.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was fun. That was really interesting. Lots of, well, no, not really lots of black people, but you know, it worked for what it did for Vancouver.
And well, for our listening audience, you are a black people.
I am. I'm very, well, I'm dark. I'm kind of medium brown and gorgeous. And
which know. Makes me really pasty white here.
Ebony I know from gorgeous and ivory.
Oh my God, can we play that song after?
If I can find it, we'll play it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it.
All right, so we are running. How many nights a week is this showing?
We're 6 nights a week and 8 shows a week.
Now, are you playing on Sundays, or do you take the Lord's Day off?
No, Sunday is, darling, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, or I come from a Seventh-day Adventist background, so we don't recognize Sundays.
Ooh.
Ooh, no, that's drama.
Yeah.
I like to tell people I'm at church, but really it's just an excuse for being lazy.
Absolutely. Sunday. Yes. Sunday is our day off, so, yeah.
And now, do you do one show a night?
We do one show every night, and we have two matinees, so that would be Wednesday on average and Saturday. However, this week we have an exception. We have a Thursday matinee as well.
Oh, exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, are the matinees cheaper?
I don't think so, but you know what? Call the box office.
It's not like Chimmy Tuesdays out at the theater at Scotiabank.
No, but quite frequently they're patronized by students and
yes,
you know, a variety of people with different schedules.
Excellent, excellent. So, can you give us any, you know, people want to hear about the important part of theater, hair and makeup and costumes.
Ooh, what would you like to know?
Well, first of all, how glamorous, how fabulous, anything to complain about, anything people should look for. Have there been
a popping top?
Have there been any popping? Yes, yeah. Costume malfunctions.
Well, you know, I've lost my earring on the walkway and stuff, and I sort of, you know, kind of inconspicuously, or rather conspicuously, picked it up and, you know, flashed the audience with my backside. And
ooh,
it was kind of nice, you know, offset everything. And then Celeste has had a couple of, you know, I think she's vying after a drummer or someone in the pit because she's throwing jewelry that way all the time. It's great. It's great.
And has anyone fallen on stage? Have we had any wipeouts?
No, almost, though.
Almost?
You know, especially
so
after one of those hangovers, you know, it's kind of wobbly on the heels.
I don't know what going on stage sober is, so I can attest.
As I'm drinking the bottle.
I know, it's just water today.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, seriously, it's
okay.
Water.
I believe you.
Smirnoff.
Our water, donated by.
Holla.
So has there been any issues with the show yet? Have we had anybody light on fire? Anything dramatic?
No, you know, just the drama queens. Other than that,
I'm assuming something crazy must have happened if you put that many queens in one room.
You know, it's a wonderful experience because everyone is getting along really well.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
more
we have
of a
our
sisterhood than a cat.
Yeah.
Sessions, but it's great. It's part of the spirit of the drag, and you know, we kind of bring some of that to the stage, and it becomes bitchy and fun and over the top, and I think that's what people look forward to.
Yeah.
It's great, yeah. But Max Reimer has done a fantastic job, you know, with Cameron and so forth as his assistant, just really giving the show direction and, you know, bringing out all the wonderful things. It's just great.
So exciting. So what was it like training with our local Vancouver queens?
You know, drama all the time. No, actually, they were really
drama wonderful all the time. Wigs and makeup everywhere.
I was like, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into?
I know my sisters well. They are a bunch of cows. No, I love them.
No,
I love them, though.
It was refreshing. Yeah. They were really nice. I have to give everybody full credit.
No, I can actually attest for Iona and Kiki. I know that for this is their background. This is what they've always wanted out of drag, was that, like, Iona's a big theater.
Yes.
And Kiki's very big theater. And so I can just, I haven't seen any of it yet. I'm going to be like a virgin on the 20th going to see. So I'm going to see exactly what y'all see. But I can just see them in their element and know that they're in absolute love with what they're doing. So
let's talk about the 20th one more time, because that's going to be your virgin voyage.
On the 20th of December, so it's a Tuesday.
Tuesday,
7 o'clock. We're doing a pre-show at the Vancouver Playhouse. So before the doors open, we're going to have some drinks and some munchies. And myself and Isolde and Baron are going to do a couple numbers not related to Lacage.
Awesome.
In the lobby. And then we're going to go in, and I'm going to get all changed and put on a crown just to be a little glamorous, you know. Ooh. I'm going to watch the show with y'all, and then we're going to head over to the Junction pub on Davie Street, and we're going to do the after party. So if you've come to the show, you get into the after party for free, where all the girls from the show are going to do a number and entertain you the way that they entertain. So it's going to be unrelated to the show, so you get to see them in the what they love doing.
It's going to be fabulous. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And now, I'm going to be drinking.
I've seen these posters. Is this you on the poster?
This is me.
In the purple?
That's me.
Oh, wow, mama.
Yeah, holla. I got titties.
So we're going to be, we're dressing up for this night.
Oh, yes. I won't be wearing this outfit, but I will be all dressed up in a crown and gown. I have to, I was going to wear a really big crown, but then I thought, well, whoever stuck sitting behind me is going to SOL, right? So...
So we're going to go with a medium crown.
Well, I won't pin it in, so I can take it off so they can watch the show.
How considerate of you.
I know, right?
When did you get so nice?
I know. It's very rare, but it does come out once in a blue moon.
What about the hair, though? The hair is going to still stick up.
Oh, it's not going to be that hair.
Oh, no.
No, I go for the more real girl look.
I'm going to come pick the seat behind you and bring a phone book.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
I'm excited. So, guys, ladies, boys, girls, and everyone in between.
We're dudes.
Well... At the moment.
Yes. No, but I'm a dude in a dress. That's my title.
A dude in dress?
The drinking, always drinking. I don't apologize for being me. The extra large, I'm a dude empress.
Work it out.
I love
it. Let's not forget we are men in dresses. And that's true. Well, absolutely.
Gentlemen.
No, because there are a whole bunch of, within the drag community, there's a whole range of...
Performers, but
people that identify differently. You know, you got your gay, your lesbian, your bi. You've got the gentlemen who like to wear ladies' clothes, but they're straight. And we've got, you know, gays that wear it because they like the fashion, and then we wear them to make money. And you know, so there's a whole range of. So I just like to, you know, I just like to say which one I am. I am a man,
a dude in a dress.
Well, no, because people try and pick me up all the time, and you know, think I'm. We're a working girl.
Are you
saying I might dress like one every once in a blue moon, but you know,
or don't we all?
If I'll do it for free. I'm not taking money for it.
You know what's funny is I get accused for being a dude in a dress all the time.
Really?
And it's funny, right? I get dressed up.
Okay.
But
I've seen her. Yes, we hosted an event together.
I get dressed up.
Right. Yeah.
And I might have some PVC gowns with 5-foot trains.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. But one of my favorites is the black one.
I know. It's beautiful, right?
I know.
It's my newest. I might wear that one on the 20th.
I'm excited.
But what's funny is people keep calling me a dude in a dress. And at first I was like, I'm a girl. And I was like, actually, I don't mind being called a dude in a dress. Because they're a lot more popular than I am.
I kind of doubt that.
I'll ride those coattails. You'll be disappointed when my dress comes off, but that's all right. Who isn't? I just zinged myself.
I know, right? I didn't even... You say I'm the mean one. Why not, right?
No. I don't think it counts when you're mean to yourself. Mm. Anyways, though, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you want to dress up with us, I highly, highly encourage it.
Absolutely. It'll be a riot.
Tis the season for fun, flamboyant, sparkly dresses.
Fur.
Oh, fur and glitter and sequins.
I won't be wearing my fur. No. Fur. Well, no. This, I have a full-length mink coat that was gifted to me.
Mm.
People get mad. I thought it was fake. I wanted to put red paint on the back to be funny. Then I found out it was real, so I haven't. But I didn't commission the death of this animal.
No.
And so at least I'm showing its beauty to the world.
And instead of buying a new coat...
Or throwing it out.
Vintage over
I know,
over
we're going green here. We're wearing mink.
Go green, wear mink.
Totally wrong.
PETA's going to call us in like 10 seconds.
No, I think it's fabulous. Are you going to wear your fur?
I don't think so, because it won't go with my outfit.
You're so funny.
I know, right?
Fur and crowns, you know.
I know.
It's December. We can't do that.
As a boy, I'm like t-shirt, baggy jeans, you know, runners and a backwards hat. And then as a girl, I'm...
Glamagon!
Mini skirt and everything's got to match, you know?
It's true. What are you going to be wearing?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm always that over-the-top Afro diva, you know, the big hair and... You know, going maybe on the glamour side this time. So lots of sequins and avant-garde.
Do you have a set costume that you have to wear on stage each time, or does it switch up?
No, it's a set costume. It's like any, you know, regular production. And I have a beautiful sort of chiffon-y type gown that hugs my hips, because I have hips. I love that Jessica Rabbit thing going on.
You do.
I naturally have hips.
Ooh.
Big Macs, you know.
Ronald's looking at for your backside.
I know, right? Holla. That's what the boy's looking at. Anyway.
And we have some surprises, too. So, you know, I wear a headdress and...
Oh, really?
And less at some point.
How many how many costume changes are there?
You know, there's not a lot. For some of the drag queens, they have, you know, the opening outfit, and then they have some specialty stuff, and they have a tap number outfit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, between 5 and 7 different costume changes, I would say, depending on the person.
5 and 7, that's a lot. You just said not a lot. 5 and 7, that's a lot.
Well, Lion King was almost 20 sometimes. Okay, so, you know, I'm like, ooh.
Wow.
Now, really, in the Lion King, what are you wearing? A loincloth? And, like...
It was a grass skirt.
Okay, but a grass skirt. You know. Okay, so now you change it to...
I have to ask... One second here now. I did a cancer charity run wearing a grass skirt.
Uh-huh.
They were not designed for movement.
No. Well.
There is some mass chafing going on there. When your legs go back and forth, the grass goes wherever it wants to.
Well, this is more of a grass corset, I should say. And it hugs your hips. And then this rope thing, which I'm not sure what was inspired, but it's fantastic. And it kind of swings down and has movement as if we're growing from the ground.
Oh, okay.
So it's appropriate.
I found the grass skirt to be so painful. 5K later. It wasn't all grass skirt like.
You walked or ran?
Well, it was more of a shuffle partway through once the grass blades started.
And you couldn't have just taken it off?
Enjoying my middle places.
Oh, you know, I have to say one thing. It's funny because when I was on the Broadway cast, there was one person who came to see the show and said, oh my gosh, you guys are so progressive. They're women who are bare-breasted in the show. And I'm like, who's that? Anyway, it happened to be one of the guys who's... titties were jiggling a little bit, so it was kind of funny. In the grass skirt, too.
How progressive.
Oh, that must have made him feel amazing.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Comments all the time.
Made someone happy. I wouldn't complain.
More to cuddle.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't complain. We're going to slip aside for some radio business, as Mr. Aiden the Saint would say. And then we're going to turn on a tune. A lovely tune, and I'm going to put this song out for our lovely co-host, Justin Saint. So some radio business, a little tune for Justin Saint, and we'll be right back with some lovely coin action.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time!
Xtina! Mariah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Tears are spent on your last pretense, and your tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense. When it's in your spine, like you've walked for miles, and the only thing you want is just to be still for a while. Between the things you know is blurry nonetheless. When you try to speak, but you make no sound, and the words you want are out of reach, but they've never been so loud. Tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense. And if your heart wears thin, I will hold you up. And I will hide you. When it gets too much, I'll be
back. This is 101.9 Queer FM. I am Samantha Mack. It has been confirmed. Yeah. It's true. That's me. I'm Samantha Mack. And it's Christmas time, and there's a whole lot of awesome stuff going on for Christmas. And if you want to check that out, you can go to follow us on the Twitter, follow the Barb Snellgrove at Megamouth Media, or we'll be here Tuesday morning with Queer FM Arts Extra, where we open up the van bag and tell you where to go. Because, well, that's what we do best. What are you guys doing for Christmas?
Well, I'm having an orphan's Christmas party for all of my friends who won't be with their families. You know, I'm going to cook some bread and turkey and malt liquor.
It's going to be amazing.
Do they have malt liquor in Canada?
Malt liquor? I think, I'm pretty sure. Okay. I just drink vodka, so that's my drink. So I don't care, as long as there's vodka in it, I'll drink it.
There you go.
Your tastes are simple. You love,
I know. Raspberry vodka, Diet Coke in a big glass. Makes my hands look smaller when I'm at the bar.
Ooh.
I love you.
Why not? It makes me look like a lady.
So, lady, what are you doing for Christmas?
I go home every year. Well, home is like home? Langley.
Okay.
I'm born and raised in this area.
I go home too, to Abbotsford.
Oh, wow.
I love it. No, my mom is a big
highway.
My mom's a big Christmas. Her birthday's in December, and mm-hmm. Christmas is her time. So the deal is we can do whatever we want on the 24th, on the 26th, any other day. 25th is her house for dinner.
Perfect.
Yeah. So
that's great.
I hate turkey. And yeah, I don't like presents anymore.
No,
no, I don't.
I love
gifts. Okay, you know, everybody watches the Grinch, and I guess I get called it a lot, but I don't like the commercialization of Christmas anymore. Christmas has gotten too far away from the idea of Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't like it. You know, after my grandmother passed away, she was the idea of Christmas for me. So after she left, I kind of started paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like people asking for gifts, and it's all about the money. It's about family and friends. That's the way it is. So if you're one of my friends and you recognize my voice, you're not getting a gift this year, just so you know.
Cheap bitch.
Hey. Now,
a lump of coal for you, bitch.
On that note, obviously your opinion no longer matters.
Yeah. Oh, I do like to get gifts, but I don't buy them.
What do you think the top 10 best gifts are for Christmas this year, specifically for the gay community, for our queer friends?
Platinum wet lube.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just saying that because I use it though.
Okay, so nice. On that note, there's gun oil, which I've tried.
No, platinum wet supersedes all of that.
Yeah, but I don't like the... It's more like water. Like, as a person who's a taker, I like to know that there's some friction barrier there.
Well, you know,
it's too sheer for you.
Yeah, I like the like.
You want some thickness?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I understand. Yes. I fully understand that.
As I look over at you, black man, saying I want some thickness, that's just funny.
What are you trying to say?
I guess what? Hi, Willie Taylor.
I'm a black woman, get it right.
I don't know. This has gone so south. I love it.
Okay, so lube is an appropriate gift.
Yes, absolutely. I think for those loving tops in the world, a good Steam Master douche kit for your shower. Best $125 I ever spent in my life. So buy that for your friend. It's the one that you hook up to the shower where you clean yourself out before any wonderful activities.
Are you talking about your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just joking. I know exactly.
My eyes just bugged out of my head. What's going on here?
We're talking about douching.
I get it. Yeah. You know what? How would somebody?
Yeah.
And where would somebody go the first time? Going to go buy this kit? Mm-hmm. You know, for Christmas.
Yeah.
I imagine that would maybe cause someone to be a little bit more shy or giggly.
Well, it's really funny because my friends, like I work in the Davie Village. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my friends actually ask me to go buy stuff at pre-op.
On their behalf.
And they'll send me money. Well, no, but because people know me and I'm just like, oh, my friend's too embarrassed to come in here and get this. Like, where do I pick this up? And my friends work there. So they know, they understand. But if you're too shy, you can go not out of personal experience, but recon.com. They sell it. There's preop.com. They sell stuff online and you can get those. Or you can go across the border to the States and you can buy it there where no one knows your name.
Or you can go to Shoppers Drug Mart and you can start small. And, you know, you could use one of those enema things. You know.
Well, yeah, this is true.
Little bulbous things.
And my friend swears by a Coke bottle.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh,
really? Yeah. It really cheap. Ooh. You drink the Coke and then you rinse it out and you use that.
Yeah. Drink the Coke first, please. Please, the Coke goes in your mouth.
Yeah.
Or in your nose, one of the two.
Oh, holla.
So what else would be a great Christmas gift? Maybe for our younger gays. Are like pre-adult.
Some Britney Spears albums. Yeah. What do you
Britney
think?
Britney Spears is still a good one?
Oh, yeah. Hold your tongue. No. Hold your tongue. Yeah, no.
Not Britney Spears.
No, I'm not a big fan.
Jessie J. Is it Jessie James?
Jessie James.
No, Jessie J, the new woman. She's British and
Oh yeah. But yeah, there's she's good. Now, if you're thinking of reading, I used to go pick up at Chapters. They have a whole men's section and they have a gay section in Chapters. I used to go pick up books when I was trying to figure things out for myself. So not that I ever read most of them, but you know, how do you talk to your parents, and now that your parents know you're gay, what do you, you know, like,
ooh,
how to help the parents out. So if it's someone who's having a hard time with their family, maybe pick the book up for the parents.
Fantastic.
Oh, I like that
idea.
Books,
you know, or Glee. I've been into Glee, like, right now, because I never got into it originally, and so now I'm watching it on a website that I'm not going to say because it's, I don't know if you're allowed to, but because it's free, and I watch all the seasons, and I watch them all, and I've just been watching how Kurt, the gay character, his dad is dealing with him finding out he's gay, and you know, he goes to through a I'm straight stage and tries to hook up with the blonde cheerleader lady.
Does he really go through a straight phase?
Yeah, because
when is he fooling anyone?
A few people, I guess. No, but he actually changed how he dresses and, you know, got kind of manly and started singing John Mellencamp, which is kind of funny.
Maybe I should get into Glee after all.
It's actually really cool. And how the dad, like, is dealing with the, you know, this, he actually admits this is really hard for me, but, you know, I love you and I'll do what I gotta do. Like, it's kind of, it was kind of like heartfelt, like, so, yeah, it's kind of nice.
How about a package of, you know, those classic movies, gay movies, like Making Love, you know, the one.
Are you talking porn, or is that actually a non-porn
Making
movie?
No, Making Love with, what's his face? Harry Hamlin, remember?
No.
And Kate
Jackson. Okay, well, we know what you need for Christmas, or maybe not Christmas.
Yeah, I just liked all the Queen movies. I liked all the drag queen movies.
Like Priscilla?
Yes, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Tu Wong Fu. I wore out my VHS copy because I lived downtown for almost a year. Mm-hmm. I went to bed every night watching it. And so when it gets to the end, it would rewind. I actually couldn't rewind it anymore because it was broken.
When I saw Priscilla, I must have been 10 years old, and I saw the cover, and I was like, oh my God, those women are so beautiful. And I had no idea, because I don't really pay attention.
Guy Pearce, so hot.
I had
hot
no idea
woman.
That there were drag queens. I just thought these were like really extravagant women.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I just kept fast forwarding to outfits. I'm like, look at that. Look at that.
Fantastic.
When I saw RuPaul for the first time as a boy, I think my brain turned inside out. It was insane.
Yeah.
Do you think he looks, he's good looking as a man?
Or? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It does, not
See,
manly.
Back in the day.
Not manly.
Back in the day.
Good looking man.
But okay.
Well, I have his book.
I can accept that.
Yeah.
One. Or I had. I sold it. But no, I had a garage sale that I did for charity. So I sold it. Thinking of some of the new queens, because I've been doing this for about 10 years now. Nine or 10 years. So I don't really need to read it. But I had pictures of him in the past. And yeah, I kind of was, you know, liking a little chocolate back then.
Yeah.
Not, you know, people change. So, you know.
I mean, at one point, all the drag queens were trying to look like him.
You know,
the shading and the, you know, the tucking and the hips and everything like that.
But he's kind of like, he's got the perfect body for a woman.
Well,
the rest of us, well, I'll speak for myself. I like to eat, you know, chocolate bars and candy. So, you know, oh, thanks, dear. More cushion for the cushion.
Oh, you look fabulous.
I think the term on Craigslist is BBW.
Is that still a category on Craigslist?
I think so. I like to read them just to see what people are looking for in the world. Wait, they're kind of funny.
Which category is that under? Is that 15 and under, or is that the free section?
Sorry?
No, I'm sorry. Wrong.
Oh, what? I don't charge. I put out for free.
Okay, yeah.
No, I would have a lot of money if I charged.
Yeah, you would.
I know, right?
Charge by the inch.
Holla.
When I started, one of the drag queens actually said, oh, Aphrodisia girl, you got to dress down, but you could work with us on the corner. And I was like,
a lot of my, a lot of my, girlfriends, I have found out in the past. I mean, you have to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So I myself, yeah. I myself wouldn't.
Well, we all get a little hungry
direction.
Once in a while.
No, I'm a little.
Nice to put
I'm a little
between
picky.
The teeth.
I'm a little picky. Ooh. Like by picky, I mean if I haven't drank yet, well then I'm picky.
Then
but
picky. It's like, you know, at the end of the evening.
Yeah,
the Steamworks, like, or something. You know, when you
speaking of Steamworks,
I've never been to Steamworks.
We're going to wrap it up right here, right now. It's the top of the hour. I'm going to throw you into some Christmas music, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes with our regularly scheduled Queer FM.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.